You're listening to Sound Radio 103.1, the big sound of North Wales, with me, Craig Kay. Hello to you all. And if you're a film fan, if you're a moviegoer, if you're American, you'll be very much interested in the next conversation we're about to have. I'm joined by Rhiannon Wynne Hughes, MBE. That sounds exciting already. That sounds exciting. You're the Festival Director of Wicked Wales. Afternoon to you.
Afternoon. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Tell me a bit about Wicked Wales. What's that all about?
Well, it's an international youth film festival that we run every year. We've run it for about 6 years. And it's all about screening short films made by young people from all over the world. We connect with about 30 festivals all over the world. So it's absolutely fantastic. And encouraging young people in Wales to make films and get their films screened.
Interesting. Yeah. So, and you're based mainly in Rhyl yourself?
We're based in Rhyl, yes. Yeah.
At the little theatre?
Yeah, although we are part of a community charity, the Prestatyn Poppin Centre. So we're the media department of the Prestatyn Poppin Centre.
Right. So how's it with them? The people come to you, young people come to you that are interested in making films and things? Because obviously it's so easy to make a video now of some sorts if you've got a smartphone. Is that sort of thing you encourage, so people come to you and they can learn skills, or can they just bring films and you can work with them? And
it's all about that, because we're driven by young people and young volunteers. So the volunteers help us. We have a community pop-up cinema at the Rhyl Little Theatre, which we set up to be an affordable cinema for families. So the tickets are £2 and a pound. So the young people run those screenings for us. They also help us with the International Youth Film Festival. And if you like, in return, we look for all sorts of training opportunities for them locally, but nationally. And they go to international festivals as well, film festivals. So it's a win-win situation.
It sounds good. I'd be interested as well. I love the culture now of sort of YouTube and vlogging and things. And I do it myself and family. We go out on adventures and things. We'll go do something. Like Monday, we went to the Welsh Mountain Zoo. So we filmed it and we put them on. And we get a good reception. We've got a small following, which is fine. We just do it with a bit of fun. And is that the sort of thing you encourage as well, sort of YouTube? And
we do, yes. We have a YouTube and we look to help them make community films, whatever. You know, it's actually what they want to do, and we do animation films. So we really look to help develop their skills. A lot of creative young people are dyslexic. And they're struggling within the mainstream education system. But a lot of them are really creative, clever people. So the visual work that we do is perfect for them, and they can really shine, you know, and we have some really talented young people working with us.
Excellent, excellent. And the big thing is the real Film Festival. That's a tongue twister. Yeah. You've done that on purpose. The Rhyl Film Festival. There we go. On the 16th and 18th of September. This is all linked with what you were just saying, the international film festivals and things.
Yes. To kick it off this year, we thought we would link it with our festival. But then, you know, there's no reason why it develops into its own festival and a really big festival for Rhyl in North Wales. I think it should, you know, become international. And so I'm hoping people will pick it up, and I'm sure they will. There's lots of creative people in Rhyl and interested people, you know. So
And part of the thing, you're looking for sort of footage and pictures of Rhyl, I believe.
We are, because part of the festival this year, we've had funding from Film Hub North, part of the BFI network, and to do some archive films. So we'd be screening archive film before, after feature films that we're going to be screening, and just going into schools. And so for young people, they see Rhyl as it is now. And that can be in areas of Rhyl. It's on its uppers. So I think it's important for them to see how Rhyl was, and then how Rhyl can be again. You know, so it's not, and there's a lot of negative press.
Definitely, yeah.
Only because there's just a few people doing bad things. You know, the community of Rhyl it's a wonderful community. So it's actually rebalancing that and showing young people, you know, I grew up in Rhyl, it's the most incredible place and has always been creative, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I think as well with people of Rhyl, everyone's got a different story, everyone's got a different background.
They have.
Obviously there's families that have moved to Rhyl, there's families that have left Rhyl, there's families that have lived in Wales, different parts of Wales, and moved to Rhyl. And a lot, it's like my family, my dad and things, they came from Oldham, Manchester way, and they moved here and opened a guest house. So they've been part of the history of the tourism of Rhyl, and then obviously right. I've lived here all my life because of that, and everyone's got a story, which
they
is always good.
They have. Well, I'm very proud our family's lived in Rhyl for over 200 years.
Wow.
When it was a fishing family, and we always lived in the West End. You know, we were brought up on the council estate in the West End, which people talk about as if it, you know, the Rezzo, as if it's a terrible place. No. But, I mean, it was a great place with great people, you know.
Excellent. So you're asking for sort of videos and things. Do you want people to just bring along sort of any sort of video, or is this sort of things you're looking for? Obviously, you don't want people's home videos in the back garden, maybe more of the attractions of Rhyl.
I think so, because we're looking to develop the festival, and it's very much about perhaps the entertainment, but it is about their stories, because we want local stories, but we'll also be working with the Library for Wales in Aberystwyth with their screen and sound archive department and the BFI. So there'll be a mixture of films, and I'm hoping it's just the beginning. But Rhyl has an incredible history club, which is a great website. So I'll be knocking on their door. And we also have some good local historians. So it's about involving everybody, really. And let's sort of celebrate Rhyl's past, but also create Rhyl's future, you know.
Yeah, no, things like that need to be archived. There's stories to be told. And
that's right.
I think it's the best way to do it. And another thing, with sort of videos and things, a lot of people probably got things on VHS or Betamax. Can they bring stuff into them for you, or are you looking for things that are sort of digitized already?
Oh my
already,
goodness, or? I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, it's the things you think about during the interview.
They
and you
are,
say, yeah.
They are, yes. I mean, that's great. Yes, I'll have to talk to some people about that. Okay. I am totally a non-technical person.
I'm sure there'll be an option. Somebody will be able to do it, I guess. If you're working with people in film, they'll know what to do straight away.
I am confident
away, yeah.
that there'll be somebody out there.
Excellent. Is there ways that people can get in touch with you? And
yes, I've sort of put my sort of email address and my phone numbers around, so they
and
can just
Wicked Wales, maybe.
Quick
Google's easy.
That's
to Google,
right.
I guess, isn't
it? And so there's contact names everywhere.
Would there be information to say if somebody's listening now and they're youth of the town, they're interested in sort of film and theatre and things?
Yeah.
Would there be contact details there, how they can?
Yeah. But I mean, my email address is rhiannon52@mail.com, you know, they can contact us through our website, wickedwales.com. So there's all, or we're at the Little Theatre.
Excellent.
So
I love the Little Theatre, what they've done there.
Well, we worked, you know, the Wicked team last year when our cinema was closed. We raised nearly £80,000.
Wow.
And we spent 1,500 volunteer hours decorating and cleaning last year.
Yeah.
So it's got new tabs, it's got carpet. It's got heating
it
at last.
It's like you said, the opportunities and for the youth in the area, and the way technology and creative things are going now, it's something that will be hopefully there
but
for a long time.
It is such a wonderful building with such opportunities, you know, so,
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in.
That's okay.
Cheers.